Thanks for listening to this OCRFM podcast. Head to ocrfm.org.au to find more great content and information about how to donate and support this community radio station. It's time on LOL Radio to have a chat to another comedian about their upcoming Melbourne International Comedy Festival. And we've got on the phone Daniel Connell to talk all about Little Aussie Battler. Welcome back to the show, Daniel. How's it going?
Hello, mate. Thank you very much for having me on.
Yeah, absolute pleasure. Oh, last time we had a chat, you were out touring around regional Victoria. And
yes.
We're back on the circuit of the next comedy festival trail.
That's it, mate. I reckon, yeah, that was probably like, what was that, like winter time last year, wasn't it?
Well, I can pinpoint it. It was the night the Matildas were playing because...
That's right.
You'd had to shuffle the times around.
That's right. Yeah. So it must be, yeah, I remember it was freezing cold in Ballarat.
I think it always is.
That was back end of that last year's tour, and then...
Straight into it.
I was touring that show, I was writing this new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I've sort of been to Adelaide Fringe and Perth Fringe in the last month.
Yep.
And ready to, I've got Canberra Comedy Festival and then, yeah, Melbourne kicks off, obviously, on the 28th, yeah.
And so this new one's called Little Aussie Battler?
That's right, Little Aussie Battler. So the people have asked me, am I the Little Aussie Battler or what's going on? But it's not me, I can say that much, but you sort of got to see the show to understand who the Little Aussie Battler is.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not me. But if I say who it is, it sort of gives away...
Too much of the show. Yeah. But did notice that you've had a venue change to the comedy festival in Melbourne.
I did. I was at the Swiss Club, and then the venue became not viable for the month, so we got moved to Ridges in Exhibition Street, which was okay. Like, as venue changes go,
it's not the other side of the city sort of thing.
Yes, it wasn't too stressful, and it was a pretty straight swap, so the same amount of shows on the same night and just half an hour earlier, so it went from 8 o'clock to 7:30. So I've had friends get really horrible things happen in the past.
Yes, yep,
with venues and things. So I as it goes, I was pretty lucky,
come out the other side not too bad.
Yeah, and to be a month out as well, wasn't too bad as well.
Yes,
I think if it was a week out, it would have been a hell of a lot more stressful.
Absolute nightmare material.
Yeah.
But anyone that already had tickets, we've already got notification of that one about the update, but anyone that's kind of planning out their festival, we'll just notice if they're going from the guide or something like that to make sure that you to check the online update.
Yes, you're going to Ridges in Exhibition Street now, not far from the Swiss Club. So if you do go to the Swiss Club and you're only 5 minutes before the show, you still will have time to get around to Ridges.
Quick job.
Yeah.
Now you've also got one show at the Town Hall on the 8th.
I do. Yeah. So. The Swiss Club wasn't wheelchair accessible, so you do one wheelchair accessible show the Town Hall. I'm pretty sure Ridges is now wheelchair accessible for the whole month. We just kept that show on the Monday.
Yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, if people want to come on that night, it's in the Lower Town Hall.
Always a good chance because Monday's often not as many shows around. So
that's right.
Yeah. Good chance.
Normally the day off for people, but. Not me. I'm happy to do whenever.
Yep.
Yeah. The more the merrier.
You've also got a couple of your comedy specials still up on YouTube.
Yeah, they're ticking along all right. I filmed it was the back end of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
I filmed my 21 and 22 shows. The Gutless Wonder was sort of the main one, my 2022 show. I shot that up in Newham, up in the... in the Macedon Ranges.
Yep.
And it went great. It's got about 60,000 views now, which is pretty awesome.
Yep.
Up there on YouTube, so people can watch that whenever they like. Just leave it up there ticking away. And my management are often trying to pitch it to your Channel 7s and ABCs and things.
Yep.
If they want to bit of content to put up. So.
Yeah, it's always a good way for folks when they're planning at their comedy festival to have a bit of a flick through and see what's out there, get a flavour for it.
Yeah, that's it. And I try and always make sure, you know, nothing I'm doing in this new show
is
online, you know. Yep. So, write a brand new show every year. So if you're watching anything of me on social media or anywhere, you won't see it in this new show.
Pop up in the new one.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Well, looking forward to catching Little Aussie About Learn. As you said, it's all throughout the festival, starting on the 28th.
That's right, yeah. It'll run to the Sunday the 21st every night, except for I think I've got one Monday off, but hopefully we put on extra shows if it's all going well.
All sells out, yeah.
But it's looking like a bumper festival. There's lots of shows. And
yeah, definitely.
Normally I'll have sort of 10 or 20 mates that have a year off, but I feel like everyone's doing a show this year. So
it seems like this might be the second resurgence after COVID.
I think so. I think numbers-wise, they're looking at a record for shows in the festival.
Definitely.
So, yeah, hopefully people are keen for a laugh and come out in droves. And it's good to get the Easter weekend out of the way first. Sometimes if it's the sort of second or third weekend,
in the middle,
a bit of momentum.
Yep.
But getting it out of the way straight away, I think it's going to be great. I think the back end of the festival will be very popular.
Also gives plenty of options over the school holidays for families and that, because there's the fun of the fest during the day for kids, and then mum and dad can pop into bed and head out for a few shows throughout the night.
Yeah, let's get a babysitter.
Yeah.
And I'm 7:30, so that's, you know, you can have dinner beforehand.
That's it. Yeah. As always, Daniel, pleasure to have you on the show.
Thanks, mate. Thanks very much for having me on. Appreciate it.
And all the best with the run.
Thanks a lot.
We'll catch you at the fest.
Great, mate. Thanks for that. See you later.